Masechet Zevachim, Perek Chet, Mishnah Tet. The Mizbeach had a red line that separated the top from the bottom half. The blood of the Korbanot generally, the Olah, the Asham, the Shelamim, the Bechor, the Maaser, and the Pesach, are applied below the line, and the blood of the Korban Hatat is applied above the line. Here we'll talk about, what if there was blood of the Hatat that was mixed with the blood of a different type of Korban? Mishnah says, Hanitanin lemata shim ta'arevu banitanin lemalev. Blood that's supposed to be applied below the line, below the red line, which is most korbanot, if it was mixed with blood that should be applied above the line, which is the blood of the korban hatat. Rabbi Eliezer omer yiten lemala. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen applies the blood above the red line, which is like the korban hatat. And I view the blood of the korban that's supposed to be applied below the red line as if it was water. Right now I'm applying above the red line, and therefore everything else I view as water at this moment in time. I view it as not consequential, and I'm really only having kavanah to apply the korban hatat. V'yachzor v'yiten lemata, and then I go back and I apply the mixture below the red line. And I have in mind also that I'm doing for whatever is supposed to be below the line, and I'm fulfilling the zedikah requirements for the other korban. So basically it's a mindset change, according to the opinion here of Rabbi Eliezer. At first you start off one way, and then you go the other way. V'achamim omrim yishafchu la'ama v'im lo nimlach v'natan kasher. Say achamim that the water should be poured into the pipe that goes into the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. There's no permitted way to apply it onto the Mizbeach. No matter what, you have a mix. You can't regard some of it as water in the beginning and then later on change your mind. You have to have in mind that it's going in one spot. And here you have a mix and you can't apply to one spot if it's not supposed to be there. So therefore, he recommends that there's no permitted way to apply to the Mizbeach, so you pour it down that pipe. V'im lo nimlach v'natan kasher. But if the Kohen did not ask a rabbi what to do, but he went ahead and he applied the mixture above the red line, then the application is valid for a korban hatat.